It's 4 p.m. I call the Senate Resources Committee to order. Today's Wednesday, January 18th, 2023. The time is 4 p.m. and we're here in the Butrovich Room in Juneau, Alaska. Members present today, Vice Chair Wilikowski, Committee members, Senators Klayman, Kawasaki, Kaufman, Dunbar, Vice Chair Senator Bishop, and myself, Senator Giesel. There were no absences today, and so welcome everyone. I want to thank the recording secretary, Carrie Kupenrider, and Johanna Crossett, recording our minutes today, and helping us out in the LIO and the audio is Emma Turner and Zach Lawhorn. Thank you to the staff that are supporting us today. You make it possible for us to hold this meeting. I want to also thank the public who are here in the room with us as well as online today and who will hear the recording later at any time. This will go into the archives. Please silence your cell phones. Just a few housekeeping for the committee going forward. We typically meet at 3:30. I am very punctual about that 3:30 time, so please try to be punctual. And you'll know ahead of time if it's information only. That is, there won't be any votes. So if you have other things taking you away, you know, that's certainly permissible. Just a side note, I would ask you to limit snack consumption to quiet foods if you are hungry. It's 3:30 in the afternoon when we're meeting and people commonly need a little something, and just as long as it's quiet foods. You'll also may have noticed in your email that I sent out several references, and that was just current topics that I see, and I'm sending them out just for your information. So welcome to the first hearing of the Senate Resources Committee of the 33rd Legislature. Today we're going to take a few minutes just to kind of go around the table. I'd like each of you to introduce yourself to the public, you know, where you're from and representing, and what your particular interest is in the realm of resources. This will help inform Co-Chair Bishop and I as far as items we might want to prioritize, as well as, of course, the bills that we'll be hearing. So let me start with Vice Chair Wilikowski. Senator Wilikowski?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Bill Wilikowski. I represent East Anchorage, Muldoon area, and I had the opportunity to serve on this committee for, I think, a decade, actually. Stepped off for a few years, but glad to be back. This is a fantastic committee. And pretty much everything that is in this DNR purview is of interest to me. I'm interested in fisheries. Of course, my district is very interested in dip netting, sport fishing. Of course, understand the importance of commercial fishing as well. Oil taxes, oil issues, as you know, have been an issue that I've followed very closely. Support development, of course, in Alaska, where resource development.
We're currently in a private conference. The host has arrived.
Want to make sure we continue to develop our resources in a responsible manner and get our maximum value for the resource. And I'm very interested in this proposal for carbon sequestration, carbon offset, carbon credits. I look forward to learning more about that. And if there's a potential for the state to make some money, then and not damage our industries, damage our economy, then I'm all for learning more about that. So thank you. I'm honored to have the opportunity to be here.
Yes, great. It's great to have you because it's great to have you, Senator Wilikowski, because you have been here for such a long time.
You are currently in a private conference. The host has arrived.
We
rejoining
have
conference.
Lots of audio glitches, so this was fun. At least we worked these out right in the first meeting. So in any case, you have a lot of expertise in the subject. So thank you for being part of the committee. Next, I'll go to Senator Klayman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Matt Klayman representing West Anchorage, and I'm really very pleased to be on this committee. I did not serve in my service in the House. I didn't serve on the Resources Committee, but it's an area, I think, in all areas I have tremendous interest. Certainly, and I have some particular experience, certainly in my legal work. I've actually been involved on the fisheries and commercial fishing side, both representing vessel owners and representing fishermen in some of the litigation I've been involved with, which is very, very specific to some individual cases. But it gave me, I think, understanding of a lot of features of the different facets of the commercial fishing industry. Then I, as a citizen legislature, I still work in-house for a small timber company and have been working both as their outside lawyer, but in-house as their lawyer for, I guess, now more than 12 years and involved in timber projects in different parts of Alaska. We have no timber projects in Alaska today, but have been historically, and so have developed a pretty kind of granular understanding about the timber industry, including now learning some parts about timber industry in the lower 48. So I bring a lot of timber knowledge. I first came to Alaska in 1980 to work in a mining camp, and so was working in remote mining camps and mineral exploration. So there's this whole range of experience and interests. And then, of course, we all, I think, are very much aware of the critical role the oil industry has played in our state's history and continues to play in our present economy. And anyone that is in the legislature, I think, really has to be very actively interested in, you know, concerned about continuing to have a strong resource development presence and supporting that, but doing that in a responsible way. So I'm real pleased to be here and looking forward to working on the committee.
Thank you. You know, you, Senator Klayman and Senator Willikowski, bring that legal background to the table, and that really enriches our conversation. So I'm thankful for that. You as well, Senator Dunbar? Oh, okay. Just a recreational interest? Oh. Okay. All right. Thank you. See, we'll get to you in a moment. Senator Kawasaki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Scott Kawasaki. I represent the city of Fairbanks, the mostly urbanized area from downtown Fairbanks all the way south toward North Pole as you approach the North Pole city. I've served on this committee before, both in the Senate, and I also served about 8 years in the House. As we've gone through some times, whether it was oil taxes or talking about critical minerals, a lot of things have changed over those times. So really pleased to be on this committee at this time. As I mentioned, I'm from the city of Fairbanks, and the city of Fairbanks, of course, you know, Madam Chair, was incorporated in 1904, just over almost 110 years ago, and it was because it was a mining development and a mining town. We still have that mining tradition. We've got a miner on the committee who mines in the summer, middle of summer. I'm sure he'll talk about it. We do have, whether it's small family mining to larger scale operations across the state, some of the largest ones, not just in the United States, but in the world, as far as natural resources go. We've got huge natural gas reserves on the North Slope, somewhere in the 300 trillion cubic feet, making it some of the largest potential finds in the world. And of course, our state over since the 80s has sort of been buoyed by the oil and gas, particularly oil development on Prudhoe Bay and North Slope. But we also have some natural resources that are recurring, like fisheries. We want to make sure to preserve our fisheries and ensure that a person can put fish on their dining room table or like commercial fishermen that use it for economic wealth. Across the state, we want to make sure that we've got great timber harvests. The northern forest is just south of Fairbanks. Lots of timber is being harvested there and used for energy, clean energy, net neutral carbon energy, which is important. We want to make sure that we preserve a clean, healthy environment for those resources and for people, including clean water and clean air. So those are the primary reasons why I'm involved in the committee, and I'm really glad to be serving with you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Senator Kawasaki. Senator Kaufman, that's a K, not an H. Yes.
Thank you. So I serve the area of South Anchorage that's just north of your district, Madam Chair, and also the kind of Bicentennial Park area. So I grew up really professionally in resources development in the sense of capital projects that helped deliver the resources in the oil field and in refining and some in chemicals as well. So I'm really interested in how we can responsibly develop our resources and what we can do to optimize the where government interfaces industry so that we can be more efficient. My background is in quality management, risk management, and project management, so I hope to be able to use those skills on the committee and also my background in resource development to try and enhance what we get done here, and I'm very happy to be here. We've, of course, got fisheries work to do, and I think all the things as you go down the list, there's much to do, and I think we can do a lot of good this year, so looking forward to it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Kaufman. And the reason I made the comment a K, not an H, is because in a meeting, someone misunderstood Senator Kaufman for Senator Hoffman. They sound so much alike, you know, K or an H. But anyway, that's why I clarified.
I appreciate that.
Sure. Senator Dunbar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I try not to repeat some of the things my colleagues said. I certainly agree with the responsible development of oil and gas with fisheries. I represent, like Bill, one of the densest districts in the state, perhaps the second densest after Bill. My district runs from Mountain View down through the university and the hospitals to the Dowling Campbell Park area. But I grew up in rural Alaska, first in a town called Eagle, which has a history of mining and still has a number of small mines in that area, and then in Cordova, where I worked as a commercial fisherman, just as a deckhand. And so fisheries is something I certainly care a lot about. I'll say just a couple of really specific things that haven't been mentioned. I'm very concerned about natural gas in Cook Inlet and the dwindling natural gas supply and what that means for energy and heating in Anchorage. I see that as a looming problem for the city that's coming down the pike. I care about alternative energy primarily in its ability to deliver more affordable energy to people, both on the road system and in rural Alaska. Energy affordability is something I think we all care about a lot here, and something that I really would like to focus on. And the last thing, which I don't know if will ever come to this committee, but if ever does, I'll feel very strongly about it. When I was on the Anchorage Assembly, we worked to try to restore the Aklutna River as a fishery. It involves a variety of regulatory issues, Fish and Wildlife Agreement from the early 90s between the power producers and the state and the federal government, and the native village of Klutna was systematically excluded from those negotiations, and their fishery was destroyed. Ultimately, the decision of how that's mitigated, it's coming up in the next few years, is a decision made by the governor. The governor has that power. And if there's a way for us to perhaps encourage him to choose to restore the Klutna watershed, it's something that I would like to see done.
Very good. Thank you, Senator Dunbar. And you also commented earlier you have a legal background.
I am also an attorney. I work primarily in military law as a judge advocate. I have done a little work representing BP and other folks like that. So I've done a little bit of oil and gas, but nothing like my esteemed colleagues here, but significantly more.
Very good. Thank you.
Helps to be younger.
Co-chair, Senator Bishop.
We're going to have fun. I really like interest of our committee members. And I know we're all busy, but my good friend, Senator Wilikowski, he's got a real affinity for cabins, and he didn't mention any of those within DNR, but I know he's still on that, and I think we might see some increase there in DNR's budget. So I just wanted to bring that up. I love this committee. I think I've been on it ever since I've been in the Senate. Yeah, we do have three attorneys. So, boy, these presenters, it's going to be tough. Bring your A game when you come to this. Come to this room. And I'd like to say, it's been an honor and a privilege to work with my other co-chair, Senator Giesen. I've always said if you're going to, she's the hardest working woman in the business, and if you're going to outwork her, you better bring a lantern and a lunch sack. So I don't even try. I just do what I can, and she does her thing, and I think we'll make a big combination. So, but my interest, I love mining. mining, wolf trapping, I eat, breathe, and sleep it. As far as permitting, we probably have the most stringent permitting system of any state in the union, And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. because we want to respect our environment and respect the resource. But it is stringent, and it's stringent for a reason. And I'm fine with that, as long as it's fair and equitable across all peoples and all disciplines. So I know that our agencies, some of them are strapped for employees, and we need to try to do what we can to improve that. I do have a real vested interest in trying to help work with the industry, mining industry, to expand the REE exploration in this state. It's, to me, it's not good to have the Chinese government have control of 90% of the world's REEs, rare earth minerals. That's not good from a national security standpoint, and just to be held hostage, if you will, by one country. So we had a good seminar at the University of Alaska this summer. I think we need to bring all assets to bear to help work with the mining industry and others to expand our REE opportunities in Alaska, which we have a lot. And the last thing I'll say on Alaska's geology is this. We're 50 years behind knowing what we have for resources in the state. We're that underexplored. We really are. And don't take, that's the USGS's words at the University of Alaska presentation about 12 years ago. We have opportunity we don't even know we have because we're underexplored. Energy, I like it all. I've got a goal of, we've our electric rates are too high in the state in some places, and particularly on the rail belt in rural Alaska. If we're going to continue, we have to bring all assets to bear to drive our energy costs down. I keep saying cheap energy, with the hope of maybe one day we'll get a more affordable energy. But the national average is 15 cents a kilowatt. I'd like to see us try to get the rail belt to 11. I'd like to pay what Juneau pays for electricity. I believe the South Central folks were paying around 20 cents a kilowatt. We're paying 26 cents in Fairbanks, and our GDP has went the wrong direction since 2012. We've had an out-migration of 8,000 people per year for the last 10 years, and we've got to right that ship. You got a workforce problem? Well, when there's 8,000 people a year leaving, you're not helping yourself in the workforce arena. So I'm very excited that we just came from over an hour and a half meeting with the governor in his conference room on carbon credits and sequestration. It's I think it's fascinating. It's to listen to. I can't wait till we get a bill and get to sink our teeth into it. And there's three of us here that went through the AGEA days, and I was having flashbacks that we were talking about AGEA again. It was huge. It was a huge monumental lift. And so more to come on that. Fisheries, my district goes from the Canadian border all the way to Anvik. And if it was a state, you know, not trying to outdo my colleagues here, it's just the way the map was drawn, it'd be the third largest district. My district would be the third largest state in the union. So I've got over 800 miles of the Yukon River. And everyone knows that we haven't been able to fish subsistence for 2 years. And the Kuskokwim accordingly. And we're going to have a good, robust discussion in this committee. There's not a one of us that have went around the room that doesn't enjoy our fish and have not talked about enjoying our fish. Well, when you live in one of those rural communities that your life revolves around fish camp and your fish wheels and your nets and your smokehouse in the summer, that's a lifestyle, that's a culture that we don't want to lose. And so we're going to have some robust discussions on that. And lastly, it's a pleasure to be here, and I enjoy looking forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Co-Chair Senator Bishop. This is an exciting committee. Wow, what a great team. This will be great. So I'm Kathy Giesel. I represent the south part of Anchorage, but born and raised in the Golden Heart of Alaska, Fairbanks. So I'm a registered nurse and an advanced nurse practitioner. And so when I first came to the legislature in 2011, I was characterized as the nurse that should go on health committee. And I said, no, I don't want to be on health committee. Peggy Wilson was representative in the House when I first came, and she was also an RN and had served the whole time. She was here for many years in the House committee and she or the health committee, and she couldn't get off of it because she was the nurse, right? So I said, no, I want to serve on the Resources Committee. And the reason that I did that is actually in an article that I sent you. It's called Inequities in Life Expectancy Among U.S. Counties, 1980 to 2014, and it's in your packet. And on page, of the article, page 1007, it was in a journal of the American Medical Association. And the reason I'm holding up this map is the map characterizes the reason that I care about resources as a nurse. And so this is online. For the public that are watching, you can look in documents attached to this meeting, and you'll find this document. But on page 1007 is this map, and Alaska, as usual, down next to Mexico. But the dark blue areas, this was a study by county looking at the change in life expectancy from 1980 to 2014. The dark blue areas, and it looks like some of you have it in black and white, but those darkest blue areas were the largest increase in life expectancy in those years. And look where it is. It's our North Slope. It's the Northwest Arctic Borough. It's the Aleutians. It's down here in Southeast. So what was happening? Why would this have happened? This is a sign of healthier people, right? They're living longer. Well, in 1980, that was just about the time, shortly after, that we had first oil down taps. Shortly after that, Red Dog Mine came on. This Magnuson-Stevens Act governing our fisheries was active during this time. These were important accomplishments for Alaska during that time. And these researchers were not energy people. There was a researcher from the United Kingdom and one from Washington State. And they were basically looking at health. But they identified the possible drivers. And the possible drivers were jobs, clean water, wastewater removal, education access, income, increase in income, things like that, quality of life things that happen when we started developing our natural resources. I'm acutely aware of this because I'm a territorial kid, born here before statehood. Enough before statehood that I remember my parents debating the issue. And my father was a pilot. He came to Alaska in 1947. He was a pilot for Ween Airlines, which if you lived in rural Alaska, you know the name Ween Airlines. I was the oldest, and so I had the privilege of going to work with my dad. He was long before Take Your Daughter to Work Day. My dad was ahead of his time. But anyway, I got to go with him and ride on the F-27s as he went to rural villages. And I saw the profound poverty. It was a subsistence lifestyle, and it's not a comfortable lifestyle. There were no telephones. There was certainly no TV. I remember when all that came to Fairbanks. But that has changed. I had the privilege of being an intern for Senator Ted Stevens, and he took me with him to communities that, again, had no health clinics. That was a serious issue to Senator Ted, and he started working to get clinics in these communities. I've worked for the North Slope Borough School District and flown into the 8 rural communities of that that school district, and the change is so amazing. To walk into those schools and open my laptop and I'm connected to the internet, having seen those communities when they were very, very small and struggling with a subsistence lifestyle. So that's why resources is so important to me. I appreciate the conversation about fisheries because that's food security, and that's a big deal we need to be talking about in this committee. But one of the things you didn't talk about was agriculture, and that comes under the purview of this committee also. In fact, I can't remember which year it was that I was chairing this committee, and we spent a whole week talking about agriculture. We also spent a week talking about Cook Inlet fisheries, a subject that hasn't been covered specifically with a focus on it. So this committee has oversight over Department of Fish and Game. So that's not only fisheries, but also hunting regulations. So just remember that. Also, environmental conservation. So that's clean air and water while we're developing these resources. And then, of course, natural resources, Department of Natural Resources, which all of you have mentioned, oil and gas and energy and things like that, mining. So this is to me, this is the breadbasket community, this is, or committee. This is the most important, second only to finance. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us today and joining this committee. I appreciate it a lot. So what I wanted to talk about was what we're going to be looking at going forward. And some of you have expressed general ideas that you're interested in. I'm interested in hearing others. Just to let you know, and maybe you saw that Friday we're going to be meeting. We're going to be hearing from the University of Alaska. They finally got their land acquisition. And so I wanted them to present what they were planning to do with that land, where the land would be, those kinds of things. And so they were eager to do that. Senator Bishop and I met earlier today, and on Wednesday we're probably going to have a presentation from Idaho, the energy. Would you elaborate, please, Senator Bishop, on the what we're going to talk about on Wednesday?
That's to be following Wednesday on the 25th.
The following Wednesday, yes.
On the 25th.
Not today.
We're going to have a contingent from the Idaho National Lab come, and we're going to have an overarching discussion on nuclear power. Idaho National Lab is for reference, if you're not familiar, any new nuclear generation technology, et cetera, has to be certified at the Idaho National Lab before it can go into commercial production. So that's just a thumbnail sketch of what they do.
Great. And then on Friday, Senator Bishop wanted to hear from ADF&G, Alaska Fish and Game, Department of Fish and Game, on the Yukon fisheries situation. Again, would you?
And to include the Kuskokwim River, just to give us an update between the two watersheds where we're at. So that'll be just the first meeting.
Yeah, so again, several of you have mentioned fisheries as a very important one. This morning in finance, they had the Department of Natural Resources there talking about the oil assets on the North Slope. I would like to have them come on Monday and actually talk about those assets, but also include Cook Inlet. South Central, and a lot of us represent South Central. I know this whole committee, except for two of you, Senator Kawasaki and Senator Bishop, are South Central. But you're still on the road system. We're hearing from the utilities that they're not going to have contracts beyond about 2026 for natural gas. I'd like DNR to come and talk to us about what actually are the potential resources in Cook Inlet. I'm hearing a lot of mixed reports, and I understand they are completing some work on those assessments, and so I'm going to ask them to come on Monday to talk about that. So what other – that's kind of the next – you know, we've got this week, we've got next week. What other kinds of things would you like us to focus on broadly? Obviously, we have a couple bills, but in the meantime, any thoughts?
I'll put one in.
Senator Klayman.
Specific, and this was actually prompted by the discussion today with the governor about carbon credits. I'd like to get a much better picture from DNR about state-owned timber resources, because we certainly have a lot of federally owned lands in the southeast, particularly the Tongass. There's a lot of native corporation-owned lands, but when we're talking about this carbon credit topic, I think a better picture, I think we need to have a really good picture of when we're talking about state forests that might be part of this carbon credit. I'd really like to have a better understanding of that inventory, some of the sales history in terms of where they're selling, having timber sales, or where they've tried and they haven't succeeded, and just get a better picture, because I think I sort of had the feeling when listening to the consultants today from Canada that they had a vision of our Alaska state forest that didn't exactly match up with my understanding of our Alaska state forests. And I'd really like to get a better picture of that.
That's great. And I appreciated Senator Dunbar's comment a few hours ago about the black spruce and your experience as a firefighter. Other comments from you, Senator Dunbar?
Madam Chair, thank you. So off of that, I have a question for you and then something else going forward. So my question is, do we have any sense from the governor's office yet when this legislation might be coming forward? So they're asking us for some relatively broad piece of enabling legislation. Do we have any sense of when it's likely going to be before us? And I mean, I assume it's going to be referred to this committee, but we don't have any indication of when that might be?
Not at this time, no.
Okay. Sort of going off of what Matt said, I think that it's crucial to understand that. And also, I just want to see the language. I'm sort of curious what they're actually asking us for. The other thing that I just remembered as we were having this conversation is that so do we consider this also the committee of sort of first referral for things related to trail projects? You mentioned cabins, but I know that Senator Wilkowski had put some funding in for the Alaska Long Trail. It's something I'm also very interested in. Is this the committee for that? And if so, can we get an update from at some point about that project and sort of trail projects more generally from our from the relevant departments?
I think Ricky Geese would be pleased to come. The vision of state parks falls under DNR, and that's Ricky Geese as the director. I've talked to him quite a bit about our state parks and the trail, and so I know he'd be pleased to come. That's a great topic. And I like the carbon offset inviting DNR. And, of course, we could have them review this report they got in August and the conclusions drawn there and where they're going with that. Senator Kaufman, I'm careful now to pronounce that K sound at the beginning, having seen the error. That's right, there you go.
Technically, it's pronounced Kaufman, but I never hold people to that. Now, I don't know if it'll help.
Okay.
There's a convergence, so in the carbon sequestration, it's really interesting. I'm really looking forward to learning more about that. But earlier, Senator Bishop mentioned that we're underexplored. So one of the things that I think we need to look at is that we don't somehow inadvertently lock the world's largest deposit of unobtainium underneath, some land that's designated for this, or we, if we're doing legislation, that we look at how to manage that risk. If we don't know what we don't know, what might we miss?
Excellent point. Yes. Other ideas, Senator Wilkowski.
Other ideas. I know it has seemed for a while that the natural gas pipeline idea has been dead, and now I'm hearing talk about it again, possibly. So I'd be curious to get an update where we are on that. Mm-hmm. I know Senator Bishop, Mr. Co-Chair, has been a real forceful advocate for reducing energy costs all across Alaska. I know this committee has focused on that for many years. I'd be interested in hearing on that. We've had presentations in the past on renewable energy asset inventories across the state and maybe ways that we can bolster those. And then one other thing that was mentioned was just rare earth elements. I think, again, we've had presentations on that, and I think we have an amazing opportunity there that is really underutilized. And so if we can maybe have DNR come in and talk about the opportunities that might exist there, that'd be helpful.
Great ideas, and not only DNR, but the University of Alaska Fairbanks, right? They've been doing a whole lot of work on that. Related to AKLNG, there's also KELAC. That's the project that would propose exporting directly off the slope. And there has been work continuing on that, and having an update on that, yeah, very valuable. Good. I'm hoping to have something on agriculture as well. We have a division of agriculture, also in DNR, but we almost never hear from them. We have around Nenana, some land that's been designated by the governor. I'd like to hear more about that, perhaps the soil analysis that they've done that made that a viable agricultural location. More details. Mm-hmm.
I just think, Madam Chair.
Yes, Coach Bishop.
You can, those in the audience and those listening at home, you can just look around the table. You can see this committee is going to create its own weather. there is a tremendous amount of brain power at this table, for the lack of a better term on my part. But I can tell you, when we get to this carbon sequestration, we're all going to have pages of questions, and that's not a bad thing. Because it's like one of the presenters said earlier, you know, this is the first flip phone from Nokia, you know, coming out of Finland, you know, I mean, but we do have some track record. We do have some native corporations that have already plowed some of this ground, so to speak, and I think they might be amenable that we might want to have them come in and share their experiences if they're so willing to do that, you know. So I'm excited. This is a great makeup here. I know it's stacked 4-2, but Scott and I, and hopefully this other Lathrop High School graduate, will come in once in a while and help us out. You know?
Good. Any other ideas, subjects you'd like to hear more from? All right, great. Well, I wanted to get that input. I thought it was helpful for the public to know who the committee members were and where we're hoping to go. We do, just to review kind of housekeeping, we do meet from 3:30 to 5, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And, of course, by 5 o'clock on Friday, we're all ready to go. But I will try to conclude meetings at 5 o'clock. If we do have a really lengthy subject, we have occasionally gone over time, but I try not to do that, simply carry the meeting over to the next time that we meet rather than drag it out past 5. So this concludes our meeting for today. Thank you so much for coming. Our next meeting will be Friday, January 20th at 3:30 p.m. Again, meeting here. We'll be hearing from the University of Alaska and discuss their land grant. So the meeting is adjourned. Let the record reflect. The time is 4:36 p.m.